McFadden at the controls in Washington, Ken Kessler in San Diego, Roberta Fasanelli in New York City, our Queen of Cheap. I'm on the West Coast in Los Angeles for another week or so before Charlotte and I go back to that wonderful balmy 40 degrees. That's a part of East Coast weather. All right, before we get to the news of the day, Roberta, the Queen of Cheap news for the day will include tips in a few minutes on which items.
Oh, we have some deals today from the Children's Place and incredible deals from Domino's, from Office Max, and lots more today at the Queen of Cheap. Even free magazine subscriptions again.
All right. So that's good news. Some more good news today. I guess you'd consider this to be good news, although it's a little bit late, and it's not President Obama's fault. Yesterday, 24 minority Army veterans were honored with the Congressional Medal of Honor. The government determined these men had been unjustly overlooked for their combat duty in Vietnam and Korea, World War II, because they were Jewish, black, and Hispanic. One of the really, probably the more adverbial phrase, black spots, if you'll pardon the use of that term here, is how men and women who are minorities have been screwed by the military in terms of honors, especially. Think of the Talladega Airmen and what happened to them. Great stories that came forth, books and movies and that sort of thing, way after the fact. I'm sorry, Rich?
Tuskegee.
When I say Talladega.
Talladega, which is driving, I think, right?
That's pretty funny, though.
That is pretty funny, actually, yeah.
Black in NASCAR, yes.
I don't know where that left
said
from,
that, and I'm like, something's not right with that.
Yeah, right. No, you're
That made me laugh.
Does that spoil the context of the story? I hope not.
No, not at all.
The story.
In fact, they made an off-Broadway show about it.
What, the
Talladega Airmen?
Right, and they actually called it Black Airmen Over Tuskegee. That's what they actually called the show.
Well, that was one of the great stories. But we have a history of such prejudice in our country. It's shameful, actually. I know a lot of people don't like Barack Obama because of the color of his skin, which is also pretty ignorant and pretty sad. There are reasons that you may politically not like his decisions and that sort of thing, but to not like the guy for the color of his skin is just plain ignorant.
That's an interesting thing to me. Somebody asked him, I don't know, a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead. I know
why he identified, you know, having one white parent, the one who raised him, and the grandparents were white, and one black parent, how he identified himself as
black.
Black.
Yeah.
And he's like,
look at my skin.
I didn't, you know, I just get everybody else. That's the way they perceive me, and that's the way it goes.
You know, it's interesting, though. There are a lot of people who criticize him. There was a bill that was signed last week. Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong on this. It was for $1 billion worth of benefits for minorities, mostly black children in education. I think I remember seeing the story. We get so much material in front of us. Not unlike, I mean, you can have exposure to the same thing. I got 14 different news sources here, and I'm scouring them, and Richie's scouring others. Roberta's looking at stuff. Jennifer, when she's here, is looking at things. Kenny's looking at all kinds of legitimate things. So sometimes I remember sort of vaguely what I might have seen out of the corner of my eye, and I do remember seeing that. And, of course, a lot of the right-of-center radio hosts took that as an exception. Why is there a special bill for yet more minority benefits? A legitimate question that could perhaps get answered, or maybe not. Depends on the circumstances of what your own mind is or where your priorities are. I don't know that I have a horse in that race, but I will tell you, I'm offended as an American adult that once again we see the history of the armed services and we spend so much time regaling those people who put the uniform on, And yet the people who actually run these services are among the biggest bigots and sex offenders that there are in our country. And it's disgusting to me to see that this sort of stuff still goes on. It not only, I mean, I remember when I was in high school learning, when Eisenhower was president, that black men couldn't go into the same toilet and take a dump with white America. I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but that's really what a man who was black couldn't go sit on the same toilet as a white guy until it was like 1950, after Eisenhower became president.
It seems inconceivable today, doesn't it?
It is. It just seems inconceivable, but it went on until 50 years ago. It is disgusting. And we still have so many prejudices, and I don't know that the way I'm addressing this makes it any better, but I just think it's kind of a wake-up call.
One could only hope that today's perception about people who might be, you know, gay or lesbian and have other alternative lifestyles will be, you know, 50 Same years thing. From now, our kids will say, or their kids will say, really?
Let's hope that's the case. And at least, I'm sure a lot of people listening right now that don't agree with this, Roberta.
Oh, I'm sure there are, but there were many people 50 years ago who didn't agree, you know, that a black child or a child of color could go to the same school as a white child.
Right. Yep, the same thing. You're right. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Roberta or Rich or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. What's the latest action there, Kenny, in terms of some of the issues, the Malaysian flight, the situation with the Ukraine? I don't know. Neither of which really are of impact to the United States or anybody's life here, but yet they seem to be more important. I think the story about the award to the Jewish and Hispanic and black soldiers gets second page coverage instead of first. I wanted it to be first here, but I don't think it's getting first page coverage. I think a Malaysian airplane and the Ukraine thing is still, but that's the horse everybody's beating. What'd you start to say, Richie?
You know, you think about this Malaysian airplane story, and yeah, it doesn't affect us directly, but you think about the next time you get on an airplane, what are those two guys in the cockpit thinking?
I know. But you see, that's the facetiousness of that in our country or in the civilized world. And where this plane went down is not part, frankly, of the civilized world.
Right.
The essence of what happens in Europe or in South America, Australia, you're not going to fly, or even China now because there's so much air traffic there. This is not the norm. One of the things that's come out, though, in the last 24 hours, which fantastically imaginative, is that the plane flew under another plane.
Yeah. That it shadowed another plane. It turned its radar off.
Yeah.
And
hid.
And
basically
hid behind another plane going across Afghanistan and
Kazakhstan or
no, Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Pakistan.
To get into Turkmenistan and then be able to land over there.
Yeah.
And I think that's fascinating. The other fascinating thing that I saw yesterday circulating is actually something Roberta found, is that Courtney Love from the band Hole, Kurt Cobain's widow, was on that website that is asking the public to help search satellite imagery to see if they can find the plane. And she actually found what really looks like a plane in the water surrounded by some oil slicks. Wouldn't that be something if Courtney Love was the one who finds this airplane in the water? Where was it, Roberta? I don't remember.
Scooper.
Where it was. Yes.
It was off the coast of Vietnam.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Off the western coast of Vietnam, I believe.
You know what I did with that story when I saw it?
What?
I hit the delete button.
You didn't even read it, Doug?
That is fascinating.
I saw Courtney Love and Roberta together. That was it. I hit the delete button.
Oh, I thought that was fun.
It is fun.
But, you know, the possibility that this guy shadowed another plane to get through military radar through Pakistan and that's Afghanistan, that's possible.
888-30, anything's possible, actually.
I think it's amazing all the very creative theories that everybody has been coming up with.
Right, yeah.
It's absolutely fascinating.
How long do you think it is before a movie comes out?
Well, this is movie material. Oh, my goodness.
It works already.
Yeah.
Right. 888-302-3684. 16 after. Roberta reports on how you can save lots of money in a moment here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toaster time. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, let's get the open button open, Roberta, so we can be open for business and figure out how to save some serious coin here with your bargains today.
Okay, let's start with the Children's Place because this ends today, so make sure you jump on it. They're having a huge spring clearance sale. Save 30 to 50% off store-wide. Plus, for every $40 you spend, you get $20 in Children's Place cash. So it's a big, big savings. Get the kids some new Easter outfits, people. Domino's. We have a coupon code for you at DougSteffen.com. 50% off of any pizza through March 23rd. It's an incredible deal, and we have the coupon code for you at DougSteffen.com.
Why is it an incredible deal if it's only 20% off?
That's 50% off.
I thought you said 20% off.
No. 50% off any pizza at
Domino's. See, I don't think that even that's an incredible deal because pizza is cheap to make. They're not losing any money with it.
Oh, good.
Give
Lord.
Us
80%. Can I continue, boss?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay. Office Max, you can get 1 cent address labels. In other words, you get a whole package of address labels just for a penny. Now, these are usually about $26, $27, but if you sign up for Office Max perks, which is absolutely free to sign up, then you can get this for only 1 cent as Max perks rewards. So, in other words, you buy it and they give it back to you in the rewards so you can go buy something else.
Right.
And Better Homes and Gardens, we have a free subscription for you, absolutely free, but don't wait on it. This one
it's
will
a free
run out fast.
That's really free?
Does anybody actually
absolutely
pay for magazine
free
subscriptions anymore?
Nah, who cares?
Oh, I do. I love magazines.
21 after.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
By the way, had three new book deals signed yesterday. One of them was $6 million for Tina Fey's book, but the third one was Sarah Palin, who may be getting $4 or $5 million for her story as well. Be out just in time for the election in Alaska next year.
And for Christmas for me.
Yeah.
You. Somebody said she'd be a great writer because she could see the library from her house.
I believe that diplomacy should be the cornerstone of any foreign policy. And I can see Russia from my house.
Having fun with Doug Steffens' Good Days.
She said,
Prince, right?
Sounds like it.
There's a collaborative here that's new, a new single featuring Zooey Deschanel from New Girl on TV.
Love her.
So here's the song, the full version, released last Friday via the social media accounts of Prince's funk and roll band, Third Eye Girl. The funk and roll band, I love that. The track went to iTunes and all digital retailers via an agreement with Epic Records and L.A. Reid, the first time these guys have been working together, but this is the first release they've worked up together. Single was serviced to various radio formats, I think, over the weekend. So there are top 40 stations playing this. There are R&B stations, hot AC stations playing it. If you've ever worked, I was around a lot of record promotion guys this weekend at the funeral of my former producer, Jack Roberts, who ingratiated himself to lots and lots of his record promo guys. I remember when I was working in the music radio, these guys used to come around and they wanted you to play their records and they'd give you stuff for it. It was called payola. And now I don't think they do too much of that, but I know these guys are still working to get stations to play their songs. This one really has been worked over the past week or so. What I'm not clear on, Kenny, is why Zooey Deschanel, what's the story here? That's a Fox show, a big show. Is it because of it being aired after the Super Bowl. Did I see that in one of the?
Yeah, they wanted Prince. That they actually wanted Prince to be
on
last
the show,
year, but,
right? Okay.
Yeah. Right. They wanted him to be on last year, but he couldn't do it, so they worked it out for him to be on this year. And Zoe and Prince sang a version of the song on the show, and it was so well received that they made a full version to release as a single.
All right. So, Roberta, did you like it? Want to play a little more of it, Richie?
Yes,
to get the,
that's a little short little radio track, I'll tell you that.
I like
good dance tracks.
Yeah, it's there's no secret to me in my preferences on music. I like pop music, and
it's
I've always liked
radio
Prince.
Pop songs.
It's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's aimed at getting maximum airplay, and that's what I'm very smart.
Right.
Whoever Prince apparently is very
not
smart.
Not Prince's greatest stuff, but it's a it will get airplay.
Yeah, it's a good pop song. Yeah, it's catchy. It's nice moves. I like it. And after all, Richie, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Yeah.
What else matters?
Fun.
Right. Kenny, you like it?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's boring.
You know, if you listen to, you know, the it's fact that the track is repeated like that, the DJs will love it in the clubs.
Yeah.
They could sample it and
right.
do all sorts of stuff.
It'll be a night song. Yeah. Richie is such a snob.
No, I'm
yeah,
a...
You are.
I will give you this. I'm a Prince snob.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you like it. Well, I like this stuff. 28 after this Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, people can really learn to understand what type of mood their dog is simply by the way their dog is barking. Scientists have claimed that humans can understand dogs by simply listening to their barks. They said that humans can read a dog's mood according to whether his barks are prolonged or short or low or high pitched. They found that the most important feature of both dog and human sounds were the length of the sound and its pitch. Dog calls that were long and high pitch was seen by humans to reveal fear, while long, low-pitch calls were viewed as aggression. In contrast, short pulsing sounds, whether high or low-pitched, were seen to be friendly. You know, having been working with dogs for well over 30 years, listening to their barks and understanding them is pretty much what my life is all about. And when a dog, for example, is growling, growling is not always aggressive. The deeper the growl, the more aggressive. So watch your dog all the time. Watch their barks. You really can't communicate if you take the time to understand what they're saying. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-4847.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Check what's new at DougSteffen.com. Every day, all kinds of stories. We have information on top of information on top of information. Wednesday, the 19th of March, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen at 888-302-3684. A couple of items in the air, if you will, other than this program, which is in the air. The helicopter for Como Television, which crashed yesterday in Seattle, killing both people that were on the plane, hurt guy whose car actually was under the crash right by the Seattle, the space needle. So I told some stories earlier, and I don't know, Kenny, whether I need to repeat them or just kind of there's a new bit of information that goes with this. I was the operations director of a radio station in Boston in the mid-'80s that had helicopter service, and the helicopter was one of the main helicopters was replaced by a cheap Hughes helicopter that had been in a crash, we found out, after it crashed on us. And if it hadn't been for the fact that the guy who was flying the helicopter really knew what he was doing, he would have been long dead, and it would have been as much of a mess as it was in Seattle yesterday. Come to find out, ironically, I didn't know it at the time, the helicopter that crashed in Seattle was a replacement for their regular helicopter, and it had been used in Boston by Channel 4, and it had been sent away because they didn't like it. It's eerie, because that was the same thing that happened in Boston to the radio thing 29 years ago, when the same sort of circumstance presented itself. But the tragedy here is that the news, which normally reports on the news, is reporting on the news being made by the news, if you will. So that's one thing in the air. The other thing that is very compelling, people talking about the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, the black box. Remember now, the plane went missing on March 8th. These things only have enough juice to stay live for 30 days. So there is, 2 weeks left on this thing? And then if they don't find it by then, they're never going
to
find it.
Lots of talk, and this is a good conversation, as to why...
We'll be the judge of that, Richie.
Well, you're going to like this. I know you well enough.
Okay, thank you.
Why do they store all of the data in the black box in a plane that will, you know, when you need the information, have crashed.
You're suggesting that with technology we have today,
why doesn't the black box export the data back to a hard drive, to a computer at a tower somewhere, the local tower that it's talking to, and that data gets immediately pushed off of the box, out of the airplane, and into some place where they can actually see the data if they cannot find the plane?
I think that's a legitimate question. I don't have an answer. Anybody got an answer for that? That's why you're asking the question.
Well, there is no legitimate answer. It can be done. It can very easily be done.
All right, so what's your bet on the theory today, Roberta?
I think I'm starting to lean towards what you were saying, Doug, that there was something in a cargo hold
and the plane
is now somewhere, you know, in Kazakhstan or one of those stand places there.
Turkmenistan.
Where this guy somewhere in the depths of, you know, Mongolia or it's somewhere. I think when they pull the information, if they can pull the information off the guy's flight simulator, I think they might find something there.
The Richie,
I think Courtney Love found it in the ocean.
Malaysia says that the files that were in that flight simulator, they've tried to figure out. They're working on it now. I don't know that they've discounted it yet. But for those of you who didn't hear, the pilot had a simulator in his home. And the information that they have gleaned from going through his home is not complete because there was stuff that was on the flight simulator computer that was, in fact, deleted, which gives more, I think, force to the rumor, to the theory, whatever you want to call it, that the pilot really engineered this himself and is trying to figure out where he could bring the plane because he knew what was in the cargo hold. Kenny, what do you think?
I think that we've gotten really paranoid, and I think we're going to find a simpler solution. They were talking about the possibility that a fire had broken out and they turned the plane around to try to get to an airport and could have been overcome by smoke, and the plane just kept going because that's what the plane would have done. And
or just on the automatic
on pilot.
Yeah.
Well, you're no fun.
Yeah, right, Rich.
I like our conspiracy theories much better than yours.
Or possibly aliens.
The poll today, that's it. Which story do you want to hear more about? This is the poll at DougStefan.com today. What story do you not think you're getting enough about in the traditional news media? A, the missing Malaysian airplane. B, Russia and the Ukraine. C, March Madness. D, anything else? As far as the Russia and Ukraine are concerned, what I find most amusing today is that Putin has put sanctions on John McCain, Dick Durbin, and the other senators who went to Crimea over the weekend. And they're having fun with this. We're so serious.
They're using Twitter and mocking
John
us.
John Kerry's pounding his foot on the table, and Barack Obama is doing the same thing. And what?
Because they know. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
You're going to send troops over?
Zero. Okay, here's an email from Larry Austin, Roberta. Dear Doug, I listen to your show almost daily. I was shocked by your joke about the suicide of Mick Jagger's girlfriend. I don't have much sympathy for celebrities and those from Hollywood, but not only you, but your gal on the air made separate jokes. See, I don't remember what I said.
What joke?
Well, I'll keep reading what he said. You made a joke about Lauren and now being his ex-girlfriend. She committed suicide, for those of you who don't remember that story from yesterday. I don't remember thinking that it was funny. It came up as a play on words. I wasn't trying to make a joke, per se. And then he says, your on-air gal, I forget her name, sir, it's Roberta Fasanelli, made a joke about how Mick will be missing you, which references, of course, the song that did we play? Was that the song we played on the air?
Yeah, we played Miss You.
Yeah, Rich came up with Missing You, so, you know, okay.
Miss You.
Mr. Austin says, and by the way, he's in Anchorage, Alaska. I like to have, we have four or five stations in Alaska. Happy to have your input, sir. I don't give a rat's butt about the Stones and Mick Jagger, but your jokes were tasteless. Suicide is selfish. We all know that. Still the tragedy. And to make light of it the way you did 2 days after she killed herself is too much for me. My thoughts to you anyway. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your thoughts and might agree with them, disagree. I think we didn't think, and that you could say, well, that's the problem. You didn't think. I'm not sure that we...
I don't think you were trying to make jokes.
No, we were trying. It was
maybe a play on words. Right.
Yeah,
but meanwhile, the news about this is that the Stones have canceled the next, what, week or so of their tour?
Yeah, their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the update on that. And again, always a priest. That's why I give the email address so that people will respond. And he did, and that's what we asked for. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny, what's the latest on our social media in terms of any of these stories? Or I think you posted something interesting there today for people to react to as well, yeah?
Yeah, we had posted, why do you think so many people are obsessed with this missing airliner? And let's see, Ken says, many people fly. Who doesn't think about a missing airliner when you're getting on another one?
I think I answered that pretty well, but go ahead. Keep going.
Susan says, everything sounds fishy. The world is corrupt and getting worse every day, and none of the stories match.
I think the world is getting fishy. I think information, even though we have all this technology to bring us information, information is getting sketchier and more unbalanced. What else?
Jay says, they have the ability to screen every piece of data around the world, but they can't keep track of an airplane.
Well, this is sort of back to what Richie said a few minutes ago. They do have we are. The technology certainly exists to take down the information, as Richie suggested, if it's in the black box. You said if you have the engines capable of sending a signal back as to how they're performing to some place on the ground, if you have all of the data that's in the cockpit accessible to, sometimes you've heard that planes can almost land themselves when there's been problems in the cockpit. There are ways of directing the electronics on the plane, slow it down, bring it down to a certain level. All of that sort of stuff is possible. So is it amazing for us to think that they can't send the information that's in the black box down to Earth as well? I think that we're stuck in old technology here doing things the old way. I think Richie's right. Why don't they do it? Yeah, maybe they'll do it now that they're sort of got mud in their face.
Well, yeah, we saw how long it took for them to start converting the old air traffic control systems.
Right, and it still isn't up to date, really. Right?
No,
it isn't. You're right.
And because it costs a lot of money, and nobody wants to spend the money.
Well,
it's the same reason that we still have the magnetic stripes on our ATM cards is because the banks and the retailers don't want to spend the money to convert it.
Yeah.
The airlines don't want to spend the money to upgrade their system.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. You want to stop losing your hair? Ladies and gentlemen, you do not have to lose any more of your hair. You can take action right now and call for Provia, which is the amazing natural product that will see your hair growing back in. It'll come in thicker. It'll be 2 months, and then you'll feel the little fuzz, the peach fuzz coming in. Because Provia, when you put it on your scalp, attacks, cleanses the pores. That stuff that's like cement that's plugged up the pores, it's cleansed using Provia. Really super stuff. That's really all you have to know. You want your hair back, you want it safe and reliable. You clean the pores out, follicles under your scalp start growing again. That's where the fuzz comes from, eventually becomes hair, and you look wonderful again. 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. That's the message. The bottom line is the brand new Provia and Provia Super Concentrate will give you noticeable results fast. 800-525-8319. So if you're tired of looking at your hair in the sink, stop it. 800-525-8319.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-421-6656. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
It turns out that cheerleaders and football players have something in common you might not have guessed. Concussions. According to a new study in the Journal of Pediatrics, cheerleading is the most dangerous activity for female athletes, accounting for 66% of their catastrophic sports injuries, injuries that can result in permanent disability or long-term medical conditions. The research comes amid years of news reports of alleged concussion-related brain injuries among pro football players. But unlike football, cheerleading isn't even officially recognized as a sport by most high school athletic associations. A failure, Dr. Jay Greenstein, CEO of Sport and Spine Rehab and the official team chiropractor for the Washington Redskins cheerleaders, insists needs correcting, saying we're at what he calls a critical juncture. Greenstein, who's also a member of the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress, says his work with the Redskins cheerleaders showed that incorporating chiropractic treatment and functional injury prevention programs is a logical answer. In fact, given all the sports stress to the body, especially the spine, other experts increasingly agree with him. Learn more at www.yes2chiropractic.org.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic. Responsive.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
57 channels and nothing on. How could that be? Let's see what's the latest from the world of television. Jennifer, I miss Jennifer in lots of different ways. And when moments like this come up, I miss her more because she always has a sort of closer spin on this stuff. You know what, Richie?
Well, she was talking the other day about that Christian Slater TV show being canceled or close to being canceled.
Right.
We actually watched it last night. It's pretty interesting.
Was it good?
Yeah. It's kind of where people need help, and they set up a mind game to help fix a problem that the people have, and it's actually pretty interesting.
Huh.
But
all right.
Christian Slater's a show killer, unfortunately.
That's too bad. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Important news from the Today Show. Newsreader, say it again, Doug. There it is. Newsreader Natalie Morales has announced she's going to run in the Boston Marathon, even though it may be a dangerous assignment because we all know the Boston Marathon will get blown up again this year like it did last year. So we'll have a reporter right on the scene. So when the bad guys blow up the front of the building again, she'll be there to report on it. What?
She's such a hero.
Resource.
Such a hero.
Smash star Catherine McPhee returning to TV.
I like her.
She was an American Idol contestant, you may remember. She's going to be in the CBS drama Scorpion, which is about an eccentric genius whose a team of super geniuses help guard against complex threats in the modern age. It's been modeled after this radio program. For those of you who didn't know that, the script, the fellow who wrote the script, listened to this radio program and heard all these eccentric geniuses on the air here.
Yeah.
Richie and Cannon.
That's exactly what it was.
For me, and they decided to do a television program about this. That's pretty cool. That's like a royalty check, Richie. 51 after the hour.
Thank you.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are we approaching a global economic meltdown? Many of the financial gurus in America are saying yes. This is Steve Sanchez, and every weekend on my show, I try to bring you relevant information that helps you make the right financial decisions for your future and the legacy you want to leave behind. This is why I want you to know the secrets of the ultra-rich inside the millionaire black box. You will discover how JCPenney, Rockefeller, and Walt Disney built their wealth without the danger of the Wall Street casino. You'll also learn if this is the right time to buy gold and silver and why. This series of CDs answers the financial questions the media does not want to tell you. For the next 45 callers, I'll give you free access to the Millionaire Black Box and a copy of the best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Call 1-800-324-3030. That's 1-800-324-3030 and get access to the Millionaire Black Box. That's 1-800-324-3030.
Time on Good Day. This is an abbreviated version of the Warren Eckstein Pet Show, which is aired every weekend. Is it 2 hours or 3 hours? I forget.
2 hours.
2 hours. It should be three, and it should be on both Saturday and Sunday.
It just feels like three.
Yeah. No, it's really good stuff.
Oh, wait a minute.
People
no,
love this show. So you can catch Warren. Check out his Pet Show website for times, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Warren Eckstein on the Good Day program, Tail Docking. What do you do about a dog that goes back to the same spot and pees all the time? And generally, how much, this is dedicated to me, how much money do you spend on your pet? All that coming up with Warren here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Mass. It was Boston.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, now the big pet stories of the week, having to do with the scents, a couple of different things that may or may not be related. First has to do with what research has found is the connection between you and your dog, Warren.
Yeah, they say that, and I've known this because, you know, dog scent is what I specialize in. But the bottom line is the scent of the guardian never leaves the dog's brain. It's always there, whether you're home or not. That's how dogs remember people. And that's why they think about you during the day, and they're so excited to see you. That smell of you is in their brain.
Can they remember many people, like everybody in my family? Do they remember each person?
Not only in your family. They also remember outside, is that they may only met once or twice. That sticks in their brain. It's amazing. Well, let me give you an example, okay? A human knows nose has 6 million sensory receptor sites. That's you and me. A sheepdog has 200 million. A beagle, 300 million. So their scent is so strong. And you know I specialized in bomb detection and drug detection, so the nose is important to me. So just imagine the difference between 6 million and 300 million.
Wow.
That's the difference in scent.
Wow.
All right, now, another problem, Richie was talking about this, I don't know if we were on the air or off the air.
Off.
With this. So off the air, Richie's got a problem with his little dogs peeing in the same place. I've had that with Charlotte where she peed on in a seat where another dog had peed, and it was hard to break that habit. So what are you recommending to Richie and others?
Mine is a jealousy. I'm not allowed on the bed, so I'm going to jump up on the bed and pee there.
You assume it's jealousy. You assume your dog's thinking, Richie's not here. I'll go pee on his bed.
Or,
I'll get even with him.
Or if they sleep there, I want to sleep with them.
I know, but think about this. Think about the concept that your dog isn't allowed on your bed, and when he goes on your bed, he's marking your bed not for his sake, but for your sake as a way of you finding your way back home. Remember Hansel and Gretel with the breadcrumbs?
Yeah. So all right. How do I let them know, okay, I know how to find my way back to my bed?
Well, what you need to do right now is spend more time with the dog on your bed. I bet he doesn't pee on his own bed because he sleeps there. So the more time he spends on your bed, the less apt he is to mark that bed because there's no need to. He spends time there. That's number one. Number two, it's pretty rare that a dog will ever mark near his food. So what I would do is take a little bit of his treats or a little bit of his kibble, put it in the area once you've cleaned it up with a good odor neutralizer, and that's important. A lot of people use ammonia, Mr. Clean, Top Job, great products, but they all contain ammonia. If you've ever changed a baby's diaper, you realize a diaper smells like ammonia, and so does urine. So by cleaning up with ammonia, you're putting down a different odor, reattracting the dog. So it's important to neutralize the odor, spend more time in the area with the dog, put some of his treats and his food in that area. That generally works. If not, there are other methods we can use, but that usually resolves the problem. Now, Doug, yours is a different case. This was in your truck where the dog had marked, another dog had marked, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So from your dog's point of view, from Charlotte's point of view, how much you tried to clean up that odor, you have to clean it up more because that scent is still there. What I would do is I would take a washcloth, I would rub it all over Charlotte, rub that washcloth all over the seat, put her odor right back down all over the truck, and
after you cleaned it up,
you've cleaned it up to reestablish that zone. But again, we get angry at our dog for peeing on the bed. I understand that, but he's doing it for you to find your way home, Rich.
So, Richie, don't get into a peeing contest with your dog.
They pee way more than I do.
All right. That's good advice. Warren, always great with the experiences and all the things you can find listening to The Pet Show for a couple of hours every weekend. Good stuff for people who have good relations with their wonderful pets. 59 at the hour.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.